Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. For some people, a speeding ticket means a grumpy day and a painful check to put in the mail. But in Michigan, on top of the ticket, there's another fee assessed by the state, and for some violations, that fee is assessed more than once. For some drivers, those fees snowball. Right now, more than 113,000 Michiganders owe an average of about $1,300 in driver responsibility fees. And if they can't pay up, they risk a suspended driver's license. Chad Livengood is a senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. This week, he wrote about how those fees are affecting drivers and companies hoping to hire new employees. Chad, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thanks for having me.
We're in the middle of a 7-year phase out of these driver responsibility fees. They'll end in 2019, but let's go back to the origins of them. They started in 2003. How do they work?
Well, they were sort of basically a way for the state to try to fix driver habit. They also quickly became, during the state budget crisis, a great new hefty revenue source for the state, generating over $100 million annually. But quickly, they became very, very wildly unpopular because of the way that the fees compounded. You got an assessment for 2 years. If you have 7 or more points, you continue to get this new assessment every year until those points go away, and that can take 4, 5, 6 years sometimes. So the legislature came around in 2012, and so they started phasing out these fees. But what I found was that there's a lot of drivers who are just saddled with unpaid fees.
Could you give us an example of how that might affect a driver and how those things kind of pile up on them?
Yeah, so you have these fees. They're not paid after a certain period, sometimes just as few as 90 days. Then the Secretary of State's office will move to suspend your driver's license. So if you owe that average of $1,300, you have to pay those off. And then also, to get your license reinstated, you have to pay another $125. If you are in the working poor, it's difficult to get back to zero.
Detroit's Workforce Development Board, a group that's made up mainly of business leaders, and Mayor Mike Duggan's administration are both opposed to the fees. What are they trying to change?
So they're trying to look at these different issues, and this is one of them that they keep finding that is really holding Detroiters back in all kinds of different types of jobs. Commercial truck driver, you have to have a regular driver's license in order to get that commercial license, and if you can't pay off the fees, you can't complete the training program. There's also an effort underway in federal court by the Detroit-based Sugar Law Center and a Washington, D.C. civil rights organization known as Equal Justice Under the Law. They have filed a class action lawsuit trying to challenge the constitutionality of the fees and contending that basically it keeps people in poverty. And interesting enough, the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office are challenging that lawsuit and trying to get it dismissed right now.
In your reporting, Chad, did you find anyone who said, you know what, you committed a serious violation on the road, you should just pay up and that's the way out of it?
Yeah, one of the plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit had her license suspended in Georgia, moved back to Michigan in 2012, and got pulled over 3 times by Ferndale, East Point, and Oak Park police. Basically, she got pulled over for various types of traffic infractions. There are some people that will look at this and say, you know, that person probably needs to be fined or punished in some way. And that was, you know, part of the reason of the law, to try to really crack down on really bad drivers. But as time went on, it became as much of a cash cow for the state of Michigan as it was a device to try to change driving habits.
Chad, the plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit that you've been mentioning are trying to get class action status. Do you have a sense of their chances?
Seems like a long shot. It's not something that gets handed out in federal court every day. If anything, they're also bringing some more attention to this issue, and maybe we'll get lawmakers to reconsider the implication of this policy. I mean, as one person involved in the lawsuits, you know, kind of noted that low-income residents who owe these fees can never really be expected to pay them off when they can't get access to better-paying jobs due to their inability to work. I mean, that's what one gentleman calls the irrationality of the law.
Chad Livengood is a senior reporter for Crane's Detroit Business. He joined us via Skype. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.